会众请仍然站立。
Please remain standing.
我哋聆听神嘅话。
This is the word of God.
今日我哋读两段经文，第一段喺马可福音第十六章一至八节。安息日一过，抹大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚和撒罗米买了香料，要去抹耶稣的身体。星期天一清早，太阳刚出来，他们就往坟地去。在路上，他们心里盘算着，有谁能帮我们把门墓门口的石头滚开呢？因为那是一块大石头。可是他们抬头一看，石头已经给滚开了。他们走进墓穴，看见一个青年坐在右边，身上穿着白色的长袍。他们都很惊慌。那青年说：不用惊慌，我知道你们在找那被钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣。他不在这里，他已经复活了。看，这是他们安放他的地方。你们快去告诉他的门徒，尤其是彼得，说他要比你们先到加利利去，在那里你们可以见到他，正像他告诉过你们的。他们又惊讶又恐惧，立刻逃离墓穴，飞奔而去。他们没有把这事告诉任何人，因为他们害怕。
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other,Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robes sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him?But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the woman went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
第二段的经文在约翰福音第十一章十七至二十七节。耶稣到了伯大尼，知道拉撒路已经在四天前埋葬了。伯大尼离耶路撒冷还不到三公里，有好些犹太人来探望马大和玛利亚，为了他们弟弟的死来安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出来迎接他，玛利亚却留在家里。马大对耶稣说：主啊，若你在这里，我的弟弟就不会死。但是我知道，甚至现在，无论你向上帝求什么，他一定赐给你。耶稣告诉他，你的弟弟一定会复活的。马大说，我知道在末日他一定会复活。耶稣说，我就是复活，就是生命。信我的人虽然死了，仍然要活着。活着信我的人一定永远不死。你信这一切吗？马大回答，主啊，是的，我信你就是那要到世上来的基督，是上帝的儿子。
This is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 27. On his arrival, Jesus found that Nazareth had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord,Martha said to Jesus, If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they died. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied.I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. That's it. Just want to read his words.
Let us pray together.
我们一起祈祷。
Most gracious God, our heavenly Father, in whom alone all fullness of light and wisdom dwell.
慈悲的上帝，我们的天父，在你里面有一切真光和智慧的源头。
We earnestly ask you, by your Holy Spirit, to illuminate our minds in the true understanding of your word.
我们求你藉着圣灵去照亮我们，叫我们真正明白你的话语。
Give us grace that we may receive your word with genuine reverence and humility.
求你施恩典，叫我们存着无伪的敬畏和谦卑来接受。
May your word lead us to put our whole trust in you alone, and so to serve you and to honor you, that we may glorify your holy name and edify our neighbors by our good example.
愿你的话语去感动我们，叫我们完全的信靠你，并且单单的信靠你，以致我们可以侍奉你、尊崇你、荣耀你的圣名，并且透过我们的好见证去造就我们的邻舍。
And since it has pleased you to number us among your people, help us to pay you the love and homage that we owe as children to our Father and as servants to our Lord.
而因为你喜悦我们作你的子民，求你帮助我们，叫我们可以好像子女爱父亲一样去爱你，好像仆人效忠主人一样去效忠于你。
We ask this for the sake of our Master and Savior, in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
奉我们主和救主的名义求。
Amen.
阿们。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Today is Easter.
今天是复活节。
Easter is supposed to be the most important day on the Christian calendar, much more important than Christmas, even though culturally we pay a lot more attention to Christmas.
复活节应该是基督教年历里面最重要的一日，甚至比圣诞节更加重要。虽然在文化上面，我们通常会更加去重视圣诞节。
The Christian calendar dedicates 12 days to celebrate Christmas, but 49 days to celebrate Easter.
在基督教年历里面，我们为圣诞节预留了12日的庆祝，但是复活节我们预留了49日。
So starting today, we're going to celebrate Easter for 7 weeks.
所以我们从今天开始，我们会一连7个星期去庆祝复活节。
Easter is for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
复活节是为了庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
It is important because the resurrection of Jesus changes everything.
这个是很重要，因为耶稣基督的复活改变了一切。
It changes how we live.
改变了我们怎么去生活。
It changes the outlook of our life.
改变了我们生命的面貌。
It changes the future of the human society.
改变了人类社会的未来。
It changes reality.
改变了现实本身。
But most people do not understand and therefore do not recognize the importance of the resurrection of Jesus and what it implies.
但大多数人都不明白，也都没有意识到耶稣基督的复活的重要性，以及复活其实是什么意思。
So today I'm trying to help us imagine a new way to live with resurrection as a reality.
所以今日我希望帮助你去想象一下，以一个新的方式去活出复活这个的实情。
This is the account of the Gospel of Mark about the death of Jesus.
以下是马可福音中关于记载耶稣的受死。
In verse 25 it says, It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, The King of the Jews. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
马可福音15章25节是这样讲的。早上九点钟的时候，他们把耶稣钉十字架，他的罪状牌上写着犹太人的王。中午的时候，黑暗笼罩大地，约有三小时之久。到了下午三点钟，耶稣大喊一声，就断了气。
And according to the account of the Gospel of John, in chapter 19, it says, But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead,They did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true.
另外，根据约翰福音的记载，约翰福音19章33至35节是这样讲：他们走近耶稣，看见他已经死了，就没有打断他的腿。但是有一个兵士用枪刺他的肋旁，立刻有血和水流出来。这是亲眼看见这事的人可靠的见证，他知道他的见证是真实的。
The flow of blood and water is a sign of death. Jesus' death was verified. He was truly dead.
血和水分离是一种死亡的记号，证明耶稣确实是死了。他真的死了，他 certified 了。
His disciples placed him in a tomb, which was a space like a cave.
耶稣的门徒将他安放在一个坟墓里面，那里是一个好像洞穴的空间。
The women disciples of Jesus roughly prepared his body with spice, as people in the Middle East traditionally did.
耶稣的女门徒依照中东的传统，用香料很粗略地为他的身体做了一些处理。
Yet because Sabbath would soon begin with the sunset on Friday, they did not have enough time to finish their job.
因为安息日很快就从星期五的日落开始，他们没有足够的时间去完成整个安葬的程序。
So they temporarily sealed the tomb with a large stone and went home.
所以他们暂时用块很大的石头封住坟墓，然后先回了家。
The Roman governor sent troops to station at the tomb to prevent people from stealing Jesus' body.
罗马总督亦都派驻兵去守住坟墓，以防有人来偷走耶稣的身体。
Sabbath ends with the sunset on Saturday, but because they do not have adequate lighting, the women disciples waited until the sunrise on Sunday to return to the tomb to finish their job of spicing and embalming the corpse of Jesus.
安息日咧系从星期六嘅日落结束，但由于当时咧冇充足嘅照明嗰啲设备，所以嗰啲嘅女门徒等到星期日嘅日出之后，先至翻去耶稣嘅坟墓，准备完成为耶稣嘅遗体抹香膏同埋防腐嘅工作。
Yet when they returned to the tomb on Sunday morning, Jesus' body was not in the tomb anymore. Jesus has resurrected.
但系当佢哋星期日朝早翻到去坟墓嘅时候，耶稣嘅身体已经唔喺坟墓里面啦，耶稣已经复活咗啦。
Mark 16 says, As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here.
马可福音16章5节这样讲，他们走进墓穴，看见一个青年坐在右边，身上穿着白色的长袍。他们都很惊慌。那青年说，不用惊慌，我知道你们在找那被钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
So this is the account of the resurrection of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, which even for non-Christians is a familiar story.
这个在马可福音里面记载耶稣复活的事件，即使是对于非基督徒来讲都不会感到陌生。
So familiar that we may have lost touch with how unusual or how unnatural this story is.
甚至这个故事熟悉到一个地步，我们可能已经忘记了，这个其实是一个极之不自然、不寻常的事件。
No one who has died ever has come back to life.
从来没有人死了之后能够自己复活，所谓人死不能复生。
This is a new thing, a revolutionary event.
这是一个全新的事件，更加是一场革命性的事件。
You may say, didn't Jesus resurrect a few dead people before?
可能你会说，耶稣不是曾经令几个人从死里复活吗？
Yes, you are right.
没错，你说得对。
But no one brought Jesus back from dead.
不过是没有人令到耶稣从死里复活的。
He came back by himself.
他是自己复活的。
As if he can freely go in and come out of the realm of death, as if death does not have enough capacity to hold him in.
他好像可以自由在死亡的领域里面自由出入这样，死亡根本无法去拘禁他。
Nothing like this has ever happened before.
这样的事从来没有发生过。
This is a new thing, a revolutionary event, a subversive event.
是一件全新的事，也都是一场革命性的事件，一场颠覆的事件。
But you may ask, what's that have to do with me?
可能你会问，咁同我有咩关系？
The resurrection of Jesus opens up a new possibility for our life.
耶稣嘅复活为我哋嘅生命打开咗一个全新嘅可能性。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
哥林多前书十五章二十节咁样讲，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
The idea of first fruits comes from a common knowledge in the ancient agricultural world.
初熟的果子这个概念是来自古代农业社会的常识。
On a fruit tree, some fruits will ripe first, and others will ripe later.
在一棵果树上面，有些果子会先成熟，其他的会迟点成熟。
If you pick a first fruit and it tastes sweet, all the rest of the fruits that will ripe later will be sweet as well.
如果你摘了一个初熟的果子，发现它是甜的话，之后那些果子都会是甜的。
But if the first fruit is sour, then all the rest will also be sour.
但是如果这个初熟的果子是酸的，之后的都会是酸。
Whatever the first fruit is like, what follows will also be the same.
初熟的果子是怎样，之后的果子就会是怎样。
The meaning of Jesus being our first fruit is that if Jesus can come back to life from death, then we can also come back to life from death.
耶稣是我们初熟的果子的意思是，如果耶稣能够从死里复活，那我们都能够从死里复活。
If Jesus can break free from the captivity of sin, then we can also break free from the captivity of sin.
如果耶稣能够挣脱死亡的囚禁，我们一样能够挣脱死亡的囚禁。
His resurrection means that we can break free from the grip of death, darkness, and evil.
他的复活意味着我们可以从死亡、黑暗、邪恶的掌权中得释放。
During Epiphany, we have mentioned that Jesus is our new prototype.
在显现节期间，我们曾经提到耶稣是我们新的原型 prototype。
He set for us a new way to live.
他为我们开启了一条新的生命道路。
We used to have only one prototype, and that is Adam and Eve.
我们原本只有一个原型，就是亚当与夏娃。
We are bound by our brokenness like them.
我们被自己的破碎去捆绑，好像他们一样。
We cannot stop hurting others and ourselves, and we cannot stop being hurt by others, just like Adam and Eve.
我们不能够停止伤害其他人和自己，亦都无法避免被其他人伤害。
We cannot do what we know is right, and we cannot stop doing what we know is wrong.
我们知道什么是对，但我们做不到，我亦都无法做一些我们明知是错的事。
We have lost our freedom to darkness and evil.
我们失去了对黑暗和邪恶的那个自由。
But with Jesus, we now have a new prototype who is not bound by darkness, evil, or brokenness.
但现在有了耶稣这个新的原型，我们不他不被那个黑暗、邪恶和破碎所捆绑。
With Jesus, we don't have to repeat the tragic life of Adam and Eve.
有耶稣，我们不再需要重复亚当夏娃那个的悲剧。
We can choose to live the life of Jesus, a life not of brokenness, but wholeness, a life not bound by evil, but is free in light.
我们可以选择去活出耶稣的生命，不是破碎，而是完全，不需要被邪恶捆绑，而是在光明里面得着自由。
A life not defined by hurt, but by love.
我们的生命不是去被伤害去定义，而是由爱去定义。
And as Jesus dethrones the power of death, we can also live his victory.
随着耶稣去废除了死亡的权势，我们都可以活出他的德性。
Death has always been the most powerful weapon of evil.
死亡一直是邪恶最强大的那个武器。
But as death is being overcome by Jesus' resurrection, evil has lost its power and can only be defeated.
但随着耶稣的复活，战胜了死亡，邪恶失去了权势，只能够被击败。
With the resurrection of Jesus, death is no longer the only possible ending of our life.
随着耶稣的复活，死亡不再是我们人生唯一的终局。
Instead, evil will be defeated and destroyed. Darkness will end. Light and love and beauty will prevail, and Jesus will forever be our King.
相反，邪恶会被击败和毁灭，黑暗将会结束，光明、爱和美好会得胜，耶稣将会永远这样作王。
We will no longer hurt each other and be hurt. Instead, we will all be reconciled and live in peace.
我们不再彼此伤害，亦都不再受伤，反而是彼此的和好，活在和平、平安的里面。
With the resurrection of Jesus, such new life is now possible and is made available to humanity, to us.
随着耶稣的复活，这样的新生命如今已经变成可能，并且我们向所有的人，向我们每一个人去开放。
In a world full of darkness and hurt, in a world where evil is raging strong, we can actually have hope.
在这个充满黑暗和伤害的世界，这个邪恶横行的世界当中，我们其实是可以活出盼望。
We don't have to live in powerlessness and hopelessness.
我们不一定要是活在无力和绝望的里面。
We can have a choice.
我们有选择。
And this is the good news that Jesus proclaimed.
这个就是耶稣基督所宣告的好消息。
Trusting that we can indeed live with hope for resurrection and live therefore with hope and be empowered as if evil and death has not any power in our lives. This is what believing in Jesus actually means.
相信我们真的可以带着盼望去活出复活的生命，并因此可以带着盼望有力量地去生活，邪恶和死亡在我们的生命里面再没有任何的力量。这个就是信耶稣真正的意思。
Believing in Jesus is not just a cognitive exercise.
信耶稣唔单止系头脑上嘅嗰个认知啊。
Believing in Jesus is a new way of living, living a new kind of life.
信耶稣就系一种全新嘅生活方式，去活出一个全新嘅生命。
The story in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, shows us what believing in the resurrection of Jesus actually looks like.
约翰福音第十一章嘅故事向我哋展示咗真正相信耶稣复活系点样。
The story is about three siblings living in Bethany, a small town very close to Jerusalem.
这个故事是关于住在伯乃尼的一对姊妹和一个弟弟。这里是一个靠近 耶路撒冷的小镇。
Their names are Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他们的名字是马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
They are good friends of Jesus.
他们是耶稣的好朋友。
And during Jesus' last week in Jerusalem, we mentioned that Jesus went to Bethany every day at the end of the day.
耶稣在耶路撒冷的最后一个星期里面，我们曾经提到耶稣每晚都会去伯大尼，很可能就是住在他们的家。
Yeah, it was very likely that Jesus stayed in their home. John 11 begins by telling us that Lazarus was sick.
约翰福音十一章一开始就讲拉撒路病了。
Not an ordinary sickness, but he is critically sick.
不是普通的病，而是病入膏肓。
Martha and Mary sent someone to tell Jesus about this, hoping that Jesus would come and miraculously heal Lazarus.
马大同埋玛利亚派人去话俾耶稣知道，希望耶稣可以嚟到以神迹去医治拉撒路。
But by the time Jesus and his disciples arrived at their home, Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days.
但系当耶稣同佢门徒嚟到佢哋屋企嘅时候，拉撒路已经死咗四日。
When Jesus finally arrived, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
当耶稣终于来到的时候，马大同耶稣这样讲，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
To this, Jesus replied, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣这样跟你讲，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
This is actually a bold claim that defies all understanding.
其实这个是一个很大胆的宣告，完全超越了我们的理解。
Death has always been the biggest limitations for any living thing.
死亡一直是所有的生物最大的限制。
No one can escape death.
冇人能够逃离死亡。
No one has ever overcome death.
冇人能够战胜死亡。
Death has been the most powerful weapon of evil.
死亡一直系邪恶最强大嘅武器。
Yet Jesus claims that I am the resurrection.
然而耶稣嘅宣告，我系复活。
He claims that he has power over even death.
他宣称自己是权能是超越死亡。
What death has robbed from the human world, Jesus can set free and bring back.
死亡从人间夺去的，耶稣能够释放并且将它带返返来。
Jesus claims that he has power over death, that he is the source of life.
耶稣说他自己的权能是超越死亡，是生命的源头。
In him, death can no longer set limits for life.
在他的里面，死亡不再能够限制我们的生命。
Jesus claims that he can save us from the grip of death.
耶稣说他能够拯救我们脱离死亡的捆绑。
This is a bold and revolutionary claim. So bold and revolutionary that if we trust in it, our life would be completely changed.
这个是一个很大胆并且是很革命性的宣告，大胆到一个地步，如果我们真心地相信，我们的人生会完全改变。
New possibilities will open up and we will be able to live completely differently with hope and courage even in a dark and horrible world.
我们的生命会打开一个新的可能性，即使我们活在一个黑暗可怕的世界，我们仍然能够充满盼望和勇气这样去生活。
Therefore Jesus asked Martha, Do you believe this?
耶稣问马大，你信这话吗？
Because whether we believe in this makes all the difference.
因为我们是否真的相信这句话将会带来截然不同的结果。
Martha replied, Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
This actually is also a bold reply, claiming faith in Jesus being the Son of God.
这个同样是一个很大胆的回应，宣认耶稣是神的儿子。
This is a bold reply, if she meant it.
这个是一个很大胆的回应，如果这个是她真心所相信的。
Martha made a faith statement that is absolutely theologically correct.
马大讲咗一个信仰嘅宣告啊，神学上绝对正确。
But when Jesus ordered to open Lazarus' grave in order to bring him back to life, Martha said.
但系当耶稣吩咐佢打开拉撒路嘅坟墓嘅时候，准备让佢复活嘅时候，马大佢系咁样讲。
But Lord, by this time there is a bad odor, and he has been there 4 days.
主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天。
Martha didn't really believe that Jesus can bring Lazarus back to life, despite being able to make theological statements that are 100% correct.
马大其实唔系好真心咁样相信耶稣能够令拉撒路复活，虽然佢可以讲出一个100%正确嘅神学。
Is this how we believe in Jesus?
我哋系咪都系咁样信耶稣嘅咧
？A merely cognitive agreement with certain theological truths and facts, but affects nothing about how we live.
只是头脑上去认同某一些神学的真理和事实，但是对我们的生活毫无影响。
If you believe in Jesus, if your believing in Jesus doesn't give you hope in the face of darkness, courage in the face of evil, and faith in the face of turmoil and uncertainty, then you have missed something.
如果你信耶稣，但是无法在黑暗里面给到你盼望，也都无法在邪恶嘅面前俾到你勇气，无法喺动荡同埋不确定嘅里面俾到你信心，咁你系错过咗一啲嘢。
You have missed the good part.
你错过咗嗰个上好嘅福分。
Our Lord is not just the Lord who can give you a life after you die.
我哋嘅主唔系净系嗰位喺你死咗之后先俾你生命嗰位嘅主啊。
Our Lord can give you a new life now as you trust in Him today.
我哋嘅主能够今日，如果你系信靠佢嘅时候，今日就能够赐俾你有新嘅生命嗰位嘅主。
Jesus claims, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
This is a claim that can revolutionize how we live today.
这个的宣告足以彻底地改变我们今天的生活方式。
In the face of death, darkness, turmoil, uncertainty, and ultimately in the face of evil.
即使我们仍然要面对死亡、黑暗、动荡、不确定，甚至最终面对邪恶。
Jesus is offering us a new life, a new way of living that is signified with hope, courage, faith, and peace.
耶稣正正是要赐给我们一个新的生命，一种全新的生活方式。这个新生命是给盼望、勇气、信心和平安为记号。
And he asks us, do you believe this?
耶稣同样问我们，你信这话吗？
Do you believe this?
你信这话吗？
Before we end, I would like to invite you to have a time of silence before the Lord.
在结束之前，我想邀请你在主的面前有一段安静的时间。
Let us close our eyes and put down whatever that you're holding in your hands.
我们可以闭上眼睛，然后放低手上的东
西。And let us be honest to ourselves.
你可以对自己很坦诚。
And ask ourselves this question.
你可以问自己这个问题。
Do you desire to live a life that is full of hope, courage, faith, and peace? A life that is full of life.
你是不是很渴慕地活出充满盼望、勇气、信心和平安的生命，一个充满生命力的生命？
Let us examine our hearts.
让我们去省察自己。
I would like to invite you to use your imagination.
我邀请大家去想象一下。
Imagine that Jesus is right here in front of you.
想象一下耶稣就在你面前。
Try to visualize him.
去影像化他。
And then imagine yourself sharing honestly with Jesus about your thoughts and feelings.
可以想象一下自己很坦诚地跟耶稣去分享你的想法、你的感受。
You can be very honest with Jesus.
你可以很坦诚地面对耶稣。
Because he already knows you and still loves you.
因为他很明白你，他很清楚你，也很爱你。
Let us also imagine how would Jesus respond to your sharing.
我哋都想象一下耶稣点样回应我哋。
Listen to what he has to say to you.
听下耶稣点样去回应你。
Let's pray together.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Our Lord,
主啊
，We do believe.
我哋相信。
Help our unbelief.
帮助我们嘅不信。
Have mercy on us.
怜悯我哋。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督名字祈求。
Amen.
阿门。